Vav, the Mishnah Berurah is on Sif Aleph. We did Sif Aleph, we have to do Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Aleph, that's on page 22. So we say that that it's Vormach in the Kabim, Chalalim, Chalalim. Pirish, the Chalalim means Evorim Chalulim, Evorim which are hollow. Will Yerma Chalalim? The Bechalal Shaykh Briya. You're not discussing the halal itself, which is the gap. It's the item which is chalul, which has a hole in it. There's an opening in it. Shem Yisosem. Kenny gives us a Rambam. Our gives us Shalom Barashi. Rid of a Rosh. Im Yiposeich Echad Mehem. Oh, Yisosem Echad Mehem. He starts with Sheim. We start with Sheim Yiposeich. So then he said that in the Kovim there is a Nekev, which is the pair, which is it's Sosim b'me'imoi, and it has to open up when he comes out, and if it doesn't, the person is not going to be able to survive. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what exactly the Shulchan Aruch is trying to explain. So the Shulchan Aruch is grappling with the phrase Afila Shoachas. So he had a girsa, the Kosholoi, the Adam Sosim Piv, Harbashos. Person, his mouth is shut for many hours. So Amr Klarmar, what it means, it's referring to that moment of birth that it has to change from being closed to being open, and that if it doesn't happen, the filo shachas will be unsustainable. I mean, again, a shalomer a filo shachas echos, kama shekotzer v'ram. Our minig is not to say a filo shachas. The Gura also, one of the Mishnah on the Gura says, So the Shulchan Aruch has a few explanations of this phrase in Filosh Achas. It means in the moment of Bria. Alternatively, it means that there's.
To watch Bria?
When the child is born. Or it means when that there's a point in time where a person can keep his mouth, this neck of shut, whatever the neck of might be. But if it goes beyond that, even shachas, it will not be sustainable. Then we say EF Shar. Now, the question over here is what is the correct girsa? A b'tzeri tachas alav ki amilam nigderes min ayin ki kosev aber heitev aprima godim. So the phrase should be EF Shar. A is the word from the same word as ayin or ain. It means it's impossible. So we have a gears of E. E means if. Usually, so the phrase E, it meaning if, is difficult to understand. Or the other phrase that the word E can mean a island. Yeshre, the person living on an island, is called Yeshre E. But you do find in the Torah the word E meaning not. The pasuk refers to. Beginning of Hosea, he had a child named Ikavod, the lack of not covered. So you see the word in Lashon HaKadosh could also mean not. So by Shari Chubim Yashav Girsa Bechirik Shagam Ken Kamenosik Kamoy Ayin, the same Ikavod. If it's Rashi Shom Kamenosik Kamoy Ein Kavod. So you see the phrase E in the Lashon HaKadosh could also mean not. So our Girsa that we have of E is acceptable. So now the gears of the Shulchan Aruch is Refei Chuli Kobosor. Bach Rishloah Mati Moshe Kosher Shein Lomer Chuli Rak Refei Kobosor. Bataz Kosher Shein Agusos Hein Chodnes Achlilu Him Chagachas Mehen Ayn Shom. So whatever version you have is a valid version. So if you have, if your Masar is to say Refei Kobosor, fine. If your version say Refei Chuli Kobosor is also fine. Then the Ramah said that the Maflila Asois is that the Bershom ties together a Dabar Ruchni together with Gashmias in the sense of that the Ruchnias of the person is bound to the body based on the Dabar Gashmi of the food. And that's a Pella. Dabar Ruchni Bakabonis Kosuv, Kabonis is from the Rizal. The way it works is each time you eat a food, there is ruchnius in that food and there's gashmius in the food. Nothing can exist in this world without being some expression of ruchnius. The Russian put it into this world and he gives it existence. That's a ruchnius element which is on the item that includes the food also. So the way the neshama is able to absorb that element of ruchnius in the food and the body absorbs the gashmias. So that's when eating, the process of eating, etc., combines the two elements. Okay, beis, sif beis. Yesh noigim lahamtin lebarach al hilas yadayim ad boyam lebeis haknesses. Some people wait to make the bracha of al hilas yadayim until they come to shul in the morning. Umesadrim oyseim shar brachas. They say it together with all the rest of the brachas. Umenei asura lo nogu kein. But asura, however, did not do that. So that's a tour. The tour says that's the minhag. The Beis Yosef says that was not the minhag of the Bnei Sora. They would say al hilas yadayim in the morning, right about when they washed. So the Ramah of Akuponim lo yivarach shtei pamim. That's clearly you should not say it twice. Mishum avarachim beisoy lo yivarach beis haknesses. If you say it at home, you can't say it again in the shul. Okay, mishum avarachim beis haknesses lo yivarachim beis. If you know you're going to say it in shul, don't say it at home. Mishlamed kaidem shikonis the beis haknesses lo yispal lo kaidem. A person is going to be learning or davening before davening. He should say it right away before he starts the process. There's going to be a gap in between the time he gets up in the morning till he davens. He would say it earlier. And even in that situation, which I just told you, you should say it earlier, there are some who do not say it earlier, they wait till later. So this is a big question. We touched on it already. When is the right time to say Al Hilas Yadayim? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Zion. Pesuk Kut in Zion. So a few points over here. First, he says, "Lahamtin cut a kabbalah from Yehuda Chassid." We have a masar from Yehuda Chassid. The yetsim beisah the beisah knesses cut him sheyim espalo yermer pasuk Shema Yisrael. Before you leave your house, you say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Aviyachav and shalolotzis bezeh amitzas. I say the kriya Shema. You're not being yetsim kriya Shema now. It's just a element of a kabbalas malchus before you leave your house. Ellen Ken Yari Shiar is my Kriya Shema, unless you're really worried that you're not going to be able to say it later at the right time, so then you would say it earlier. The Mishabura talks about, which we say in davening, the Tefillah of Lelem Hi'odom, and you say Shema over there, so that Shema, you know, when should you use it to be Yotze Kriya Shema, when not? He's not referring to that, just to say the person before he leaves his house says Shema. Some say the whole three paragraphs, not just the first pasuk of Shema. They say the whole three with kabbanis, etc., the whole thing, and that's an element of shmir for the person, both in ruchnius, you know, in physical sense and in a spiritual sense. Before he leaves his house, he's makabel kriya Shema. It's a protection for the person when he leaves his house that you know he shouldn't be affected, which nowadays would probably be a very good idea. Hopefully in your house also you shouldn't be effective. That's another issue. Levorech. So some people have been meaning to wait to be mevorech to brocha on this time till later on. Now, v'davka im harloch miyad lebeis haknesses, like the Ramah points out, this is all talking about the person is basically going straight to davening. I'm loy medachar until you're going to say that. I'll learn first. L'chol shken shesha mafsik b'psicha b'teilo, or you're going to schmooze. Now he didn't count them with the option of standing in shul and schmoozing, but nowadays people have created that option also. You go to shul and you schmooze before davening
in the hall.
There's people schmooze in the basement also. If you're going to you get interrupted in between, and then you can mevorach shemal until sedayim, kolyamalo yobet shaper. But that's not right. There shouldn't be any real hefsek. So if you're going, you're getting up, you're washing your hands, you're going straight to davening, so we'll argue you'll say it in shul. If you're going to get up and do something else in between, so that's not right. The efshesh gadol will be in the tila lebracha, tila kamei. So that's an interruption, like the Ramah is going to point out. Well, kain osim sharim tehillim kadem al tila sedayim. Some people who say tehillim before davening, but they wait to say al tila sedayim till later on. Also, yafahim osim to have a hefsek gadol. So the Lavush says in general, he just mentioned that they're saying Tillim before Tillim. Some people say daily, they say they're Tillim daily. The right time to say it is before davening, not afterwards.
Not afterwards?
It's better to say it beforehand. So it's referring to, let's see, people have a minute, they'll say every day certain kapitel chaptilim, the yom or the way, day of the week, the day of the month, whatever it is. He says the reason why he said beforehand, Mishmer is going to mention later on that we refer to Pesukah as Zimra, Zimra. So why is it referred to as Zimra? Because the word Zimra, besides meaning music, it also means to cut. The act of Zimra is to prune something. So the Mishnah Berurah brings, I don't remember who says it, but that the word to be zomer means to cut. The purpose of Pesukah Zimra is to pave the way to allow the tefillah to go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, pass through. That is to pass through the Makatrigim, which are trying to prevent the tefillah from going. So saying Shiras and Tishmachas to Kadosh Baruch and praising Him sort of quiets them. So it acts as a way to cut the path which is blocking the tefillah from going up. Since that's referred to Pesukah Zimra. So you're saying, so the Lubush says, you're saying Tilim before davening, it'll have that same effect. It'll also help for that process. That's why you should better to say it beforehand than to say wait till afterwards to say it. Okay. Then he says the Bnei Sfarad lo nagu kein. They don't wait to say it later on, they say it earlier on.
Smarty.
Yeah. Okay, so the Achronim feel that is correct. If a person is going to be getting up in the morning and washing, he should say the bracha al tilas yadayim at that point in time also. Now, achim be'eshan noitel yadav who tzarach l'nakavav. When you wake up, you wash your hands. You need to go to the bathroom. Shefilu b'divrei Torah, else you're not going to learn then and or daven. Even though a person is able to control himself to the point of a parson, which is 72 minutes, which then the halacha is you could say a bracha, but even then it would be proper not to say the bracha. Say the bracha al tishadai machi yasat bracha, but you shouldn't say the tishadai to use the bathroom. Then you wash your hands a second time. You work al tishadai machi yotzar. Now, so comes along the chayodim. Shel chadchila yosef toib lahamtim in the work al hizdaim ad laachar shenanak atzma beretz lispalo. So really, you should wait till the time that you're ready to daven. So if a person gets up and he uses the bathroom, and he plans to. Have an interruption a little bit and use the bathroom again before davening, and you can't say it the first time because according to the Rosh, that the bracha of Al Tisalayim is the preparatory bracha for washing your hands for davening. So your first atila wasn't that washing because you used the bathroom again, you have to wash your hands again. So the true preparatory washing for davening is the second one, later on. So you can't say the bracha Al Tisalayim earlier, that's what the Chayyadim points out. According to the Rashba, that it's nothing to do with davening, it's just getting up in the morning and sort of like dedicating the day. So that starts earlier on. So how for him it's a hafsik. So that the Beis Yosef already suggested that the Rashi would agree to this idea of the Bnei Sfarad, that the Torah says that since it's not, it's more like a Birchas HaShevach, the same way we wait to say the Birchas HaShevach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, according to the Rashi, it's a Birchas HaShevach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating man and being able to dedicate himself to Tefillah, to Avodas Hashem, which we do, we symbolically by washing our hands like the Kohen does when he would go into the Mikdash. So that's along the lines of saying the brachas of Asher Nasan L'Sechvi and all those things which we say nowadays in Mesa Knesses also. We don't say them as they happen. So Al Tizanah would be the same thing the Beis Yosef says according to the Rash. Actually, the Rash himself says that. So those are to the Kliyama, because that's where you'll have both the Rash, whether you can wait till later according to the Rash, it's right before davening. If you're going to say it all together, that's what he means. If you're waiting to say Birchas HaShachar later on, and you say it as part of this process of Birchas HaShachar, so you've covered all your bases. Okay. Um, The Gra also says like that. So we have over here that it'd be better to say it right away. That's a shar tshuva. We have the Chacham say it's better to say it later on, right? And he seems to feel that's really, really correct is to say it later on. But if you did like the shar tshuva, you want to be semecha. So now he says if a person who says it in shul, he can't say it at home, he can't say it in shul, and vice versa. So I'm going to run with Primogodim, Sarakodim, Shiskimu, the Philo Shlik, Sibir, Shabirik, Bebesoi, Shubla, Yvark, Vesaknesis. Even if you said it, the person who shared Tzibur, he said it once, he can't say it a second time. You're saying it to the Motzi people. The answer is, the Yemen al Kobe Kiv, everybody knows how to say it themselves. You don't really mean Motzi that. That which the Chazan gets up and he says, it does not really mean Motzi anybody. Okay, no, welcome, Shaminik, Shashir Tzibur, Armor, Kol Brochas, but Tzibur, Kamasena, Shaminik, Kol, Kamiyam, and the Roin. So the places where he says all of the Brochas in Shul, which they had a minute to do that, apparently, in the Roim, Shemavarach Matzibur, Gam Al Natil Sidai, Mashiach Yatzar, Vichos Atara, says everything out loud by the Abed, such a minute. So over there, Yizar Limitchila Shlo Yevarach, you can't say it earlier at home. Vim Eirah Shekar Baruch Hasama Beis, so if he did say it at home, Yer Levakash Laechod, Mashchemim, Shedayin Lo Baruch, Shechavin Lo Tzis Vichosot. So make sure that you're being mighty, at least being mighty somebody else with the bracha, and this way he will not be saying a bracha batola. Ach oz, if that's the situation where he's being mighty somebody, yezor shatz mo'od lashmir kol loshon habracha, you have to say everything out loud. Right, v'loy k'moy shenoygim be'ez ha'mokim shashatz mashmir rak loshon tchilas habracha v'soifo. He says it out loud at the beginning and the ends. The kibbutz the kamanos the oz b'bracha lohitzi tzarach hashemaya lishmaya kolosh and abracha. So a lot of times the chazan will say bracha to Hashem and the tzibur saying brachu baruch shemay and he's continuing on, so you don't hear the words that he's saying. So the person who's being yotzei with him obviously does not say brachu baruch shemay, but he also has to hear those words. So everybody else is saying brachu baruch shemay, you can't hear. So the chazan would have to wait till everybody finishes Baruch Baruch Shemoy and then continue out loud so that the person who's been Yotze would be able to hear what he has to hear. Then he says that if you're planning to learn for a while before, and you should say it earlier, and even that, some people wait till later on. Chia Gavna Yudal. Hainu, Masha Noigim Reba Hamoin Ha'om, Lispalo Slichas, Kadam Ora Berker, Bime Slichas. They said Slichas very early. You know, they were out, but the crack of dawn, they were out. So when they said Slichas, they said Slichas before the crack of dawn. They said, you know, they need to get out to work. Shamas Kirim Kama Psukim, Machakamavarchon Tisadai, Mirichas Atara. So people, what they would do is they would say Slichas real early in the morning. And then after Sichas was over, it's time for davening. Then they would say Brichas Atara, Al Nitzil Sidayim. They've been up for an hour, right? They davened, all of us davened. They didn't say Brichas Atara yet, and they didn't say Al Nitzil Sidayim. So that's the minute. People have that minute.
Slichas.
When you Brichas Atara, Yesh Li Yashiv Ksas. So, Lachar, you didn't say Brichas Atara. How can you say Slichas? So you can answer that possibly. If you're saying psukim not for the purpose of learning, but as a bakasha and as a tefillah, so then it does not require brachas haTorah. Like he'll bring later on. I'm sure we'll talk about that later on. So that explains the Brachas HaTorah part. We have what to explain that minute. So, you know, they get up early, they wash their hands, and an hour later they say, Nitzil Sidayim. So, what's shot in that? So you shouldn't do that. You would say it right away in the morning. Shirin Lavarach Al Tisulayim Bebechas Knesses Commercial Nisbar Basimim Zion Sif Aleph. So your two options are like this. Either say it right away when you get up in the morning. Usually the person has to use the bathroom. The person will get up, wash his hands, use the bathroom, wash his hands again, and the second time we'll say right away Al Tisulayim. Then he'll go down and say Slichas, and that's it. Well, option one, which is the option of the Shari Tshuva. You won't say it earlier on. But if he uses the bathroom after slichas, so then he's saying al tisadayim for using the bathroom after slichas. But what they were doing was they were getting up, using the bathroom, saying on Tisadayim, davening slichas, and going straight into davening, not using the bathroom again. So that's strange. This on Tisadayim belongs to the Natila of an hour ago. So that's not correct. So either you should say it earlier, and then if you're not using the bathroom again, you will say that earlier. If you didn't say it earlier, the correct thing to do was use the bathroom now, and then be mechayev yourself in a Natila. And then the bracha of Al Tisadayim is going back on that Natila now of after using the bathroom before davening. Okay. So now, Siv Gimel deals with the bracha of Elokai Neshama. So there are some people which are noyed to be masked with Elokai Neshama to Asher Yatzar. Because we know in general we want a bracha should be start with a bracha. The only exception is the bracha Simuch Al-Khaberta. But the Gemara, it's very clear in the Gemara, the more presents Elokai Neshama, does not present in that order. The more does not present Elokai Neshama in order with Asher Yatzar. Seen in the Kain, it's not Samuch to Asher Yatzar. So then why doesn't it start with Baruch? So Tosfos asks this kasha. Tosfos and Brachos. And Birchas Sif Gimel. Birchas Elokai Neshama Eino Pesachas BeBaruch. It doesn't start with the word with Baruch. Mimnei Shehu Birchas HaYudah. Birchas HaYudah is Ein Pesachas BeBaruch. Kama Shemitzino Birchas HaKshama. You find sometimes with Brachos which are said just for thank you to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they, Chazal, were not Masakim Badafka with the beginning with the word Baruch, they ended with the word Baruch. Where do you see that? So there is a whole nusach when people are davening for rain, and then rain comes. So you start out with this paragraph, Anachtem Moedim Loch. You start with Anachtem Moedim Loch. You don't start out with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You end off with a bracha of the Bereshit gave Kshamim. So you start with a thank you, and then you go. So the kind of Shama is to be understood along the same lines. That's what Tosfos says. Zok the Mishnah Berurah.
Why isn't Asher Yatzar a thank you also? Especially since you said yesterday that's the physical equivalent of a halakha neshama. One is the guf and one is the neshama. So don't we have to thank God for both? So wouldn't that make Asher Yatzar Ado also?
It's a good question, and I don't have a good answer. Okay. Sif cotton your base. I mean, birchas ha'idah, v'ena bracha simuch l'chaberta. It's not a simuch l'chaberta. L'chem shalom rabbi berker kuma al l'kan hashama, v'hizkes yatzal l'kan hashama. So you could get up in the morning and say al nathisadayim and ashe yatzar, birchas ha'tara, and go to shul and say al l'kan hashama, the freestanding bracha. It's not connected to anything else. Mikol malkum. That's the tour. However, the Bach and the Lavush do suggest that you should say it as a smucha l'chaberta to a sheyer tzar. Iberg Rosh Simon Mevov Shadatu Gamkein the Berchus l'kan neshama smucha l'berchus a sheyer tzar. The girl also says like that. Definitely, it's proper that a person should be careful about that, which means in a case where, whatever reason, you're not saying Asher Yatzar now, you said Asher Yatzar earlier, and you could say Elokai Neshama even at this point in time, but you shouldn't be in that situation. Okay, new point. Imloy Berach Berachas Elokai Neshama Ad Acher Shehispalo Shmonesrei. If a person did not say l'kai neshama before davening, and he davened shmoneser already, so the halacha is enam avorach oid l'achrat tefila. You don't say it again after davening. Shekim et shekar omer mechaya meisim hu darma l'machzer neshamos. So the Prichoder says that you really were yotzei l'kai neshama with the bracha, the second bracha of shmoneser. That's what the Prichoder says. B'shar Chuba mafakvik moed b'din zeh. He's quite. He finds that psak quite questionable. Okay. Masal kaponim im be'eish shomer birchas mechay mesim ha'yu bedaita levorach alakayin shomer achar atfila b'shar achar kach levorach ayin shomer tam. See, he holds if you have specific das not to be moitzi al your alakayin shomer. Your plan to say l'kai neshama is a separate bracha after davening. You could do so. The Shari Tshuva holds. V'chein mashma b'pri megadim b'simen nun beis. If a person didn't say l'kai neshama before davening, and he had mind when he said mechayim esim not to be moitzi l'kai neshama, he is allowed to say it afterwards. Excuse me.
How come this have a sign up here saying
Morir Tatal? So the Bir Alocha is, Meshabura tells you, look what he said over the Bir Alocha, which he says the following. He says that if a person wants to rely on the Shari Tshuva and to say the Bracha of Elokanesh after that, when he could. He said if a person would have an option of sleeping a little bit and getting up, then. So that we could say Elokanesh Shem is referring to that new act of awakening after that sleep. And that would be easier. Okay. But this is a bracha lo yomer ato yitzarto bi rakato yitzarto ato nefachto. Ato yitzarto bi ato nefachto bi ato yitzarto ato nefachto bi.
Ato nefachto bi.
There was the idea being the person was yotzei the neshama, and then he put the neshama to the person. Ato yitzarto, then ato nefachto bi. You took that neshama that you were yotzei, and then you put it into me. It's supposed to you weren't. It's supposed to the person being yotzei the neshama be in me. Bresham wasn't yotzei neshama in the person. Bresham was yotzei neshama outside of the person. So that's why he says that the phrase "be" referring to atoy yitzarto would be not a correct statement. Now the Shar Tshuva's problem with the Pri Chodesh is that mechayeh meisim is not referring to the l'kai neshama is hamachzir neshama sleep kodi meisim. What that's referring to is that when a person is sleeping now, every night, he gets up in the morning, there's a process, diamond to the process of the person was semi-not conscious, not here totally, and then Bershon brought him back. You say in the second bracha, Shon Esrei, Mekayim Emunah Solishon Eifor, and then Mekayim Esim. So you talk about sleeping, you talk about waking up, but that's referring to the Tiasim Esim of Lost in Love. That's the Shari Tshuva's problem, that he doesn't see that the reference of that paragraph is really the same reference as the reference of what L'kai Neshama is referring to. So it's not mistarbet to him that what the Pri Chodesh is saying is that L'kai Neshama would be yotzei with the bracha of Mechayim Esim, which really is referring to a totally different concept of Tchias HaMesim than Tchias HaMesim of every morning. And that's what the Shari Tshuva is. So that's what he says, that if a person would have clearly indicated in his mind that he's not being motzi l'kai neshama with that, because he's not referring to that type of an idea, so he also for sure you could say it after davening without any question. That's what the Shari Tshuva's point would be. You stay away from any shiloh. Sif Dalad.
Doesn't the Gemara say that sleep is the 60th of death? Wouldn't that mean that when you wake up in the morning that it's about a 60th of Tehesa Mason, so it's almost like Bavu Bashishan day? It's like just a small percentage.
I hear. Just to tell you, the relator tells him once told a bachur had a problem with, you know, with getting up in the morning. He says, if sleeping is so kishmak, can you imagine how kishmak death is?
Wouldn't
know. So that was his. That was his line to the bachur. How can you enjoy sleeping so much? It doesn't make any sense if it's 160. Okay. Sif Dalet. Yesh noigim shachar b'shemerka echad birchas. A shachar one achar of amein chesu echad me'oinim amein v'mvorach v'oinim achar of amein. So Reuven says brachas, and Shimon and others answer amein. Then Shimon's turn, one of the ones who answered amein, now says out loud. And every answer is amen to his brachas. And they each takes their turn to say the brachas out loud. There's no question over here that you should be upset with the issue shekvar yotzeb amen shonu tchila, that the yotzeb with the first amen. He has no intent to be motzi that. And they're planning to say their own, so they're not planning to be yotze. So he's not being yotze to them, and they're not being yotze with him. So there's no problem of them saying the bracha afterwards. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, what's this about? Why do they do that? Yesh noegim, v'kamanosim hu kedei shiyashim kol echad ad tzari yameinim l'yoyim. Now we know that the Gemara says that a person is supposed to say 100 brachas a day. That's a fair Gemara. It's a Gemara Menachos that David HaMelech was Masakin, that a person should say 100 brachas a day. That's all. The Gemara never talked about how many amens you have to say per day. But there's a at Arizal that a person should say Tzadi Amenim, should say 90 Amenim amens every day also. So to get a 90 amen, sometimes it's difficult. If everybody says brachas shachar out loud, so your answer is 14 brachas. So you're answering amen to him and amen to him and amen to him. Next thing you know, so you've got a lot of amens.
15. And you're also late to work.
That's also possible, right? V'amishar tshuva sheyesh v'fak v'kim b'zef. Shar tshuva raises the issue that some people are not comfortable with this. I think the issue being yotzei. Ushiva me'ava hella the lidan shadag shalotze brichas ashatz kliyama mutulasus kein. You know, in the case where people were yotzei with the shots, so that really becomes questionable. Maybe the first guy counts like the shots, but nowadays nobody's yotzei with the shots. We're saying the brichas ashachar. Each one says their own. So. So the minute would be there's nothing. It's definitely fine to do so. Megadim caused the roy atzah shloimer b'kolrom ki mashatz ayin shom. Megadim, however, does find it questionable this issue. Maybe you've been yotze with him. So not to get involved in that. We want just one person to get up because that's the minute to say it out loud. Or that's it. Nobody else to say it out loud. Okay, kol malkam yaskefim in hager shekolechad yeshra mi lismar. So whatever you do. You have what to be said, Mecha?
Is an actual sefer called Tshuva Me'ava?
Tshuva Me'ava is a Tshuva sefer.
Anyone ever? You've seen this?
Yes. Tshuva sefer. Tshuva Me'ava.
I've never heard the name before. I've heard Tshuva Me'ava, but not
even a sefer. Yeah, Tshuva Me'ava is.
How long ago was it written? Do you have any idea?
Tshuva Me'ava lived the same time as some sefer. Uh-huh. That's 180 years ago. Shkar Yotsu. I mean, it's a good name for a tshuva sefer.
It's great. You know, amazing. The Chofetz Chaim and Radner had these svarim. I mean, I've never seen it in a svarim store anywhere.
Really? Yeah. We have yeshiva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shkar Yotsu. So nobody's going to raise a problem and say that you're yotze. Okay, blavush mashma she'en yochel lahotzi birchas hashachar b'pachas me'asora. So the blavush seems to say that this halacha that you can motzi somebody else for birchas hashachar requires presence of a minion. Chazal Masak, and that this idea of being motzi somebody else with birchas hashachar, the same with the mashal by benching. There's only two people. I can't be motzi you in benching, but there's three. We, as a process of zimun, I'm motzi you in benching. So similar to Chazal said, the idea of being motzi somebody in birchas hashachar in shul requires 10 people. Zogti mishabra, vayim prima galdim shemitzadu b'sef tevar b'lerma d'davka b'boki ein motzi b'pochas misara. Abash ein boki ein sarach asara af lahavush. So the same way by benching, the moshul, if one person is an amoris and he can't bench, even though we only have two people, he needs a bench. I can motzi him in benching. If we're both bekiyim, so then each one should say their own. If there's three, meikar din of ziman was one person would be motzi the other two. So similarly, the Vush's idea that you need 10 people to be motzi a person in mechaz hashachar is referring to a person who's able to say that on his own. But if there's a minyan, one person could say it to be motzi everybody else, or could, or some sheet doesn't hold that he should. But our minhag is to say on our own because, you know, like we'll see later on, we get to Echos Berachos HaShachar, we see each one says on their own. But there were places which want the shots to be mutz everybody. But for that, the same way by benching, there's a tekana, you need three to do that. By Berachos HaShachar, you need 10. But if a person's not a baki, the same way by benching, I can be mutz him without Zimun, one on one, I can be mutz him. So by Berachos HaShachar also, I can be mutz him in Berachos HaShachar. So the Moshe, let's say, Shuas morning, right, where the chazan is getting up and is being mitzvah the people with other brachas, really should be done in the presence of a minion. You know, I'll get a head start. You know, get one guy. Just, you know, I'll chat my own private sleepy head, and be having me mitzvah me, and I'll, you know, do it privately. So no, really, so any bracha that I'm masupik about, the loch is a baki who's masupik has it in like an amoritz. Since I'm not sure if I can say the bracha, I have a suffix whether I can say it, look, I didn't sleep. So then, even though I know how to say it, but I can't say it because I'm a bucket. I'm a suffix. So then, I'm like an amoris, he can be mutzi me privately. But to say, like some people, you know, I went to the bathroom myself, I can say me on the Sheyat Tsar, just while he's saying, I would mutzi him on the Sheyat Tsar and the Lakan Hashem. 1 second. If there's a chazan, there's 10 people there, you could be samachin for the Sheyat Tsar and the Lakan Hashem also. If, however, there's not 10, you can't do that, because the Sheyat Tsar you're able to say yourself. So you would say, Sheyat Tsar, you won't, and then you would say, Lakan, be yetzi with him, Lakan Hashem. That's all it here.